And a good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and pleased to be joined here today by the director of the Manhattan Regional Airport, Jesse Romo. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It feels like it's been eons ago since we talked, and it was just last week, but this month of March has been a really long month, and I know that COVID-19 is impacting everything, including air travel. I was curious, though, we do have a statewide stay-at-home order in effect now for the entire state. How is that impacting services at the airport? Has anything changed?
Well, as you said, things continue to change on a daily basis, and definitely been a long month for everyone. And that stay-at-home order does come with a lot of exceptions. And so we still have people who are traveling now. I even had somebody who's a federal employee said, hey, you know, our job still requires us to continue to travel. Are you guys open? So, yes, we're still open. American still has flights scheduled. We still have flights that are going out. But that schedule is very fluid. It's changing daily. So we just got notification for schedule update from April 7th to May 5th. We do have a daily departure to DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth at the 5:50 p.m. time that has been canceled. So our normal departure that goes out just before 6 p.m. Is not going to be on the schedule between April 7th to May 5th. But that doesn't mean that things still won't change on a daily basis, and that's what we've been facing. So continue to check with American Airlines. You know, if you do have to fly, we even have a schedule that's updated as well frequently on our webpage at flymhk.com. You can get on there and see daily what's going on with our flights. Right now, our departure to DFW today at 5:45 has been canceled. But we did have our morning flights that went out. So it's a very fluid process. I wish I had better answers for folks on schedules, but that's just something that we're going to have to take day by day and sometimes moment by moment.
Yeah, and obviously two of the biggest airports right there, Chicago and Dallas, I guess that good news is that you do fly there and you can get just about anywhere that you need to if anybody has essential travel. Has American mention anything about any other potential shutdowns in the coming future?
No, like I said, you know, our schedule update came out just right moments before I got on air with you. So I got the April 7th to May 5th schedule that I'm looking at to be the departure to DFW that was canceled at 5:50. Other flights remain on the schedule, but it's still very fluid, so it's changing daily. So, yeah, and, you know, on the plus side, we fly to Dallas and Chicago on a daily basis, so you can get from Manhattan to anywhere or from anywhere to Manhattan, and we still have people that are coming in that are doing business, and like I said, you know, some are federal employees that have exceptions to the stay-at-home orders, but right now, just it's changing so frequently, you got to just keep up to date with American on schedule changes.
Now, those that are taking the flights, I remember we spoke a few days ago, and they're almost empty planes in some cases. But for those that do get on, what's changed there? Is there social distancing measures when you board a plane?
Yeah, well, let's start with the terminal experience. So, you know, we care greatly about the safety and health of our traveling public, and we put into measures in place probably 2 months ago now on things that we were doing and changing. We put out literature and brochures on the flu and COVID-19 in our magazine racks. We've added additional hand sanitizing stations located throughout the terminal. We implemented focused cleaning efforts, and those focused cleaning efforts are looking at kind of eye level. You know, where are the areas and surfaces people are touching most? The door handles, tabletop, counter surfaces, all those things are getting wiped down after every single flight. So after every flight, we've got our crew, the airport staff, going out there and re-cleaning everything. We're even sanitizing frequently the air traffic control tower. And we're doing our part to keep everybody safe, sanitized, and sane as possible. But as far as what goes on, too, with social distancing, we're we've laid down tape in the TSA screen area to suggest where 6 feet intervals are. And, you know, we're encouraging folks to practice the social distancing as much as possible. I know the airlines are still trying to spread people apart in the aircraft, but I can't speak too much to how many changes that they've made. I do know that the air in the cabin is recycled every 4 minutes, and they use high-quality air filters, you know, kind of things that you see in emergency rooms, hospitals. So it's a hospital-grade air filtering system. So once you get aboard the aircraft, the air in the cabin is pretty well sanitized.
Speaking with Jesse Romo here, director of the Manhattan Regional Airport, we got a question here in our email, and I'll just pass this along to you, Jesse. It says, now that the flights are limited, wouldn't it be a good time to build the new runway?
Well, a runway is a lengthy process to go through to get an endpoint to be ready. So while that does sound like an ideal situation and a great time, we're not ready for it yet. We haven't done design. So we're hopeful we can continue to move through that process and be ready in the next couple of years for runway reconstruction. But it also is a good time to do a parking lot project. There's not as many cars that are out there right now. And speaking of, we know that a lot of people have been impacted, and students especially that weren't able to travel back. If you do need to have long-term parking there, we ask that you go onto our website, findhk.com. You can find an extended parking form there, and you can at least let us know what your vehicle is, and we'll keep an eye for when we have to continue to move forward in the parking project. So that's something that we're going to continue to move forward on, is our parking improvement construction project.
Yeah, that just got underway, a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it got underway probably last month, and still slowed down a little bit by weather. We have a subgrade issue we're working through right now, but hopefully now it's beautiful out, so we can see some additional construction activities pick up. And speaking of Brandon, let's talk some a little bit of positives too on what's going on in the normal conditions. You know, last year we had another record year for us of employments and people flying out. It was over 77,000 people, and we started off the year with tremendous increases. In January we were up 8% versus last year, and in February we were up 14% over last year, and so. Under normal conditions, we have a lot of people that are flying MHK and traveling out of our airport. And just want to take an opportunity to thank all those people for supporting the local airport and flying MHK.
Absolutely. And, of course, you guys are celebrating the 10th anniversary. I'm curious. I know you had some promotional tie-ins with that. How is anything changing with that?
I thank you for bringing that up. We did suspend that contest. And so for right now, since there's limited people that are flying out, we're not going to have the monthly giveaways that we've been doing. That is was a great promotion that we had a partnership with the CBB here. And, Karen Hibbert and her folks were tremendous in getting some great staycation and vacation packages that they're giving away. But that will resume as our kind of normal operations start to pick back up. And we know that, eventually we're going to get through this, and once we do, we'll be able to rebound and get a lot of those things back up and running.
All right, yeah, I know people are looking forward to that as well. Obviously, a lot of folks are going to take a major financial hit, and it may not be clear what that's going to look like yet here, but I'm not familiar with airports and how they're run and such, but is there programs available at the local level or federal level that could help assist you guys if you do take a significant, probably a significant financial hit?
Yeah, we are taking a financial hit. Everybody who does business at the airport is. So that's one of the things that President Trump just signed, the coronavirus relief bill, on Friday. It was a $2 trillion relief package. It includes $10 billion to help airports out. And so that money then gets dispersed out. There's a couple different formulas that are involved in how money get passed through the FAA. So that's going to be something that we're going to keep an eye on and continue to work with our local FAA folks to see what kind of relief that we can get. But Our revenue sources have definitely taken a tumble, as well as a lot of the businesses that do business and rely upon the travelers at the airport, which includes Bandit Coffee and Cafe, our concessionaire, our vending operations, Hertz Rent-A-Car, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, their brands at Alamo National as well, that's all there at the airport. And, so a lot of different people, a lot of different businesses that rely upon travelers going in and out of the airport are impacted right now. So we definitely want to remember them and, figure out different ways that we can help out. I know that there's different relief packages out there. I can't speak to each one of them, but there's going to be some things on the local and, like I said, the national level with that relief effort for airports. Hopefully it comes in at the right time for us to help us out, too.
It certainly is interesting times we're living in, and be curious to find out, later on. And I know you'll probably be reporting to local government officials just how much of a hit this has had on our local area. I know it's going to be a significant one as well. Anything else we should know going forward?
We're sharing as much information as possible that comes out of the Riley County Health Department, and I know you've got probably a lot of other folks that are talking to that too, but if you follow us on social media, on Facebook, FlymHK, Twitter, our handle is FlymHK. We're also on Instagram, but we're trying to share as much information as possible. So if you do have questions about how how these orders are impacting you, your travel, your health, you can give them a call at 785-587-4526 and speak to the folks at Riley County Health Department, or get in contact with one of your health professionals.
All right. Jesse, I know things are difficult right now out there. We appreciate you coming on and sharing an update with us here, and hopefully things will improve in the near future. Jesse Romo, again, Director of the Manhattan Regional Airport. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll continue in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.